Since I always like to review, I'm going to review to make sure you guys are learning what we're teaching, all right? What book have we been studying all this school year and all this ABC Kids year?
Proverbs.
Proverbs, correct. Proverbs. All right. What's Proverbs 1:7 say? We sing a song about it.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom
and instruction. Excellent. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. How do we fear the Lord? What does fearing the Lord mean? Roman? Obeying him, yeah. Having a healthy reverential respect for God, okay? Submitting to his authority, figuring out he's in charge, not you, okay? And then having a humble or humility, a humble attitude, not arrogant, not full of pride, okay? Not boasting and bragging about yourself, okay? A lot of our lessons have been talking, we've been talking about wisdom. How can we get wisdom? Who can we ask? Who can we ask for wisdom? Yes, we can pray and ask God for wisdom, okay? And the Bible says he gives it out liberally, okay? All right, let's see. Some of the topics we've been talking about, there's the wise way, there's the foolish way. We're trying to avoid laziness, avoid gossip, okay? Be faithful to your commitments and to your promises, okay? There's bad foolish actions have
consequences.
Excellent, excellent. And then what's a sluggard? Anybody remember the sluggard? Phoebe?
Someone who, is very lazy.
Yes.
And doesn't do the things they're supposed to do.
Excellent, yes. We don't want to be like the sluggard. The sluggard's lazy. He's a slacker. He's not dependable, okay? So we don't want to be like that. I got two translations of the Bible today. I got ESV and I have NIV. And I'm going to read them both. Okay, and then we're not going to do every verse in 29, but we are going to be in Proverbs chapter 29. Okay, let's do the first verse. Okay, one translation says, "He who is often reproved yet stiffens his neck will suddenly be broken beyond healing." What does that mean? And the NIV says, "Whoever remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy." What does that mean? Anybody know what that means? If you're often rebuked, but you stiffen your neck and refuse the instruction, the Bible says you will be suddenly broken beyond healing. Okay? That means consequences. That means consequences. Okay? God is patient. He may forbear, but there may be some chastisement. Chastisement means punishment, okay? So he may give you a long leash. But if you keep sinning repeatedly, it's going to be consequences, okay? Number two, when the righteous increase, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people groan. And the NIV says, when the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people groan. This has to do with leaders, okay? We should pray and ask God that we have good leaders. Like in our government, like Congress people and senators and presidents and all that stuff. Okay? And we should pray we have good leaders everywhere, like leaders in our church, principals, in our school, principals, okay? Pastors at our church. Pray that we have good leaders, because good leadership can bring an organization a lot of benefit. And on the other hand, wicked leadership could cause a lot of problems for any organization, whether it's a government or a church or a school. Yes? No, I'm not. I'm just a member of this church. Pastor Pittman, I would consider to be a leader of this church. And we also have people who are deacons. And we have people who are trustees. Okay, and we have Sunday school teachers and volunteer helpers. You know, everybody does a little bit of leadership in some capacity. Yes?
Do you think our leadership and president is terrible?
Well, that's some people's opinion, and some people like him. Evidently, a lot of people liked him, and they voted for him. But we're not going to argue about that right now. Okay, let's go to verse 4. By justice, a king builds up the land, but he who exacts gifts tears it down. In this other commentary, it says, he who taxes heavily tears it down. And then verse 4 of the NIV says, by justice, a king gives a country stability, but those who are greedy for bribes tear it down. This is getting back to leadership again. Okay? Leadership, you shouldn't tax the people so terribly that they don't have any wealth for themselves to enjoy. Okay? And if you're in a leadership position, you shouldn't accept bribes. That's when people pay you to do something. Okay? If you're like the president or if you're like a senator and somebody pays you to do something for them, that's terrible. That shouldn't be happening.
Bribe.
Yep, that's a bribe. Okay, verse 6. An evil man is ensnared in his transgression, but a righteous man sings and rejoices. Okay? Evildoers are snared by their own sin, but the righteous shout for joy and are glad. Okay? Our pastor has done a lesson on this before entitled The Way of Transgressors is Hard. Okay? People who are sinning, habitually sinning, we need to pray for them. We need to share the gospel with them, but their life can be hard. Okay? They make the same bad choices, they make the same bad mistakes, and they suffer the same bad consequences. Okay? We don't want to take that path. We don't want to go down that road. Verse 7, a righteous man knows the rights of the poor, and a wicked man does not understand such knowledge. The righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. Okay, this talks about how we should treat people, treat other people. This is particularly talking about poor people, but you should be willing to help somebody, okay? And not be mean to them, okay? Not take advantage of them, all right? Verse 8, scoffers set a city aflame, but the wise turn away wrath. Scoffers set a city aflame, but the wise turn away wrath. And the NIV says, mockers stir up a city, but the wise turn away anger. This gets back to the lessons we've heard about pouring gasoline on the fire, right? Okay? If somebody's having an argument over there, don't join in the argument and start yelling and screaming. Or somebody's having a fight, don't join in the fight and start punching somebody. You don't want to add, you don't want to add gasoline to the fire. When there's a situation where there's conflict going on, you should try to resolve it, okay? Peacefully resolve it. Not join in and start throwing your dukes around, all right? A wise person turns away wrath, okay? Don't be so quick to retaliate. Don't be so quick to instigate. Certainly don't want to instigate, okay? Yes. You help them. Yes, you can help them. Yeah, you don't want to put gasoline on it. You want to extinguish it. You want to try to settle the matter, at least walk away from it if you can't help it. Yes. What if somebody punches you back? Does that mean you punch them first? Well, Jesus says, turn the other cheek.
Say you get punched again, like.
I think you should just try to avoid that person. Okay. Quiet down. It's hard to turn the other cheek. Quiet down. Hey. All right. Moving down to 14. If a king faithfully judges the poor, his throne will be established forever. Getting back to the theme on good leadership. Okay? If a king judges the poor with fairness, his throne will be established forever. Now, number 15. This one has to do with you guys. Listen up to this one. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. What does that mean? A rod and a reprimand impart wisdom, but a child left undisciplined disgraces their mother. Okay? That has to do with discipline, okay? Every mommy, every daddy, they should discipline their child, okay? And that doesn't mean abuse them, certainly, not abuse, but, once in a while you might get grounded, you might get, spanked a little bit, okay? You might get something taken away that you like. Okay, but your parents do that. If they do that, that's because they love you. They want you to learn your lesson. Say, this is why I'm doing this to you. I'm going to have to give you a spanking on the rear end a little bit because you did this. And then you'll learn, I shouldn't do that or else I'm going to get another spanking. Okay, so that's what discipline's about. Sometimes it's a spanking. Sometimes it's, you get grounded. You're not allowed to go outside and play, or you're not allowed to play with your tablet or whatever. Okay. But the Bible says the rod and reproof give wisdom, okay? So it's a parent's job to once in a while discipline their child if they're doing something wrong, okay? Now down to 17. another one with that theme. Discipline your child, and they will give you rest. They will give you delight to your heart. And there's nothing that makes a parent happier is when a child behaves, okay? You guys all behave all the time?
No.
No, no. Well, at least you're honest.
Try.
You want to behave, don't you?
No.
Yeah? Like if your mom says, pick that up and put it away, what should you do? Pick it up and put it away, okay? Yeah. Obey your parents. Obey your parents. And that makes them happy. That makes a parent very happy, okay? Yes, dear.
We need to help the poor.
Huh? We need to help the poor, yes. Help the poor. Okay, quiet down, quiet down. Bear with me a couple more, then we'll be done. All right. A person of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgression. Or an angry person stirs up conflict, and a hot-tempered person commits many sins. Okay, you don't want to have that angry temper. Has anybody got an angry temper? Try your best. Ask God to give you help about that. Quiet down, quiet down. You don't have to say it. Ask God to give you help about that, so you don't want to fight back so soon, or you don't want to start trouble and, you know, whack. Quiet down, quiet down. You don't want to whack your brother or your sister on the head. Don't want to do that.
On accident.
No.
Yeah, what if it's an
accident? Quiet, quiet, quiet. You know if it's an accident or not. But this is what the Bible's talking about here. A person who's angry and stirs up strife or full of wrath, okay? You don't want to be like that person. You don't want to really even hang around that type of person, okay? They might influence you to be like that. All right. And then wrapping it up, verse 23. One's pride will bring them low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor. 23. Pride brings a person low, but the lowly in spirit gain honor, okay? That has to do with humility. We talked about that, right? Being humble, okay? You don't want to brag about yourself. Oh, look at me, I'm great. Woohoo, I'm so awesome. No, you don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. You can be an encourager to others. Say, yeah, you did a good job there. I'm proud of you. You can be an encourager to others, but you don't want to puff up yourself. You don't want to be full of pride, okay? You want to be humble. You want to have humility, okay? All right. So, having righteous leaders is a blessing. But no matter who leads, God is in control. And that has to do with this one. I read the wrong one. Okay, many seek the face of a ruler, but it is from the Lord, verse 26, that a man gets justice. Many seek the audience of a ruler, but it is with the Lord, from the Lord, that one gets justice. So even if we do have bad leaders, God's in control. He's still always going to be in control, okay? He's never out of control. All right? So you can take some peace in that, because God is in control. Even if we have bad rulers or bad presidents or bad senators or whatever, okay? So God is in control. But you still can ask God to bless us with good leaders. Okay, ask God to bless our leaders. All right, so that about wraps it up. Let me remind you, Sunday school at 7 or 9:30 on Sunday. Bible school is going to be coming up in about a month. Bible school is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights for 1 week. For 1 week, from I think 6 to 8 p.m., 6:30 to 8:30, okay? And it's in you're welcome to bring a Bible, but every day you're going to have a bounce house to jump in, you're going to get snacks, there's going to be a lesson from the Bible, okay? There's games to play or activities, the things to do. So it's a lot of fun, but it's also a great way to learn more about Jesus, okay?
What?
It's just for 1 week. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I think it's from 6:30 to 8:30. Quiet, quiet. Quiet, quiet. All right. Let's have a quick word of prayer, and then we'll be dismissed to go to our groups to do our verses learning. All right. Thank you for your attention tonight. I got done pretty soon. Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. We can read a chapter of Proverbs. Lord, please bless each of these boys and girls. Help them to learn and be able to treat each other with respect and with kindness. Lord, please forgive us of our sins. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.